Wake up weekday mornings, LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 LI News Radio.
It is now time for the ABC Report, the Financial Report. Allberg, Viziano, Zurich & Company, the full-service accounting and wealth management firm so dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At it for nearly, their 68th year in a business. Jeff Tivoli in the rotation. Jeffrey, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Jay. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Big weekend. Boy, I tell you, nice to end the week it's getting to the point where if the market has not risen, you know, we kind of think, well, maybe something wrong. But when I see the Dow close on Friday, Jeff, at 26.6, NASDAQ up, the S&P, a 10-year, 30-year, everything on the rise. I mean, that's a nice week once again.
Yeah, it certainly is. There's a lot of optimism out there, and there's a lot to be optimistic for. The economy is humming along. Earnings reports are coming in strong. 2018 earnings outlooks are good. Unemployment is low. It's really, there's not a lot of negative impacts right now that could push the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P down.
No question about it. And, you know, we have these conversations regularly, but when we see unrest, of course, last week, government shutdown and then back in business, the president back and forth with this Russian investigation, you know, it just seems like the bickering and DACA and the funding for a wall, and all in all, Wall Street just seems unfazed by world events, and that's good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. They're shrugging it off. They're trying to look, you know, to the intrinsic value of these companies and what the potential earning power is, and they're really shrugging off all the periphery. And you could see that the market is, you know, what I look at in the way of a strong, practically a parabolic market, is the market is continuing to finish the day at highs, which is a very positive sign. And if you listen to the financial analysts, they'll tell you that there's upwards of $1 billion of buy orders in the hopper that exceed the sell orders at the end of the day, and that's driving the market to the high of the day at the end of the day, which is positive going into the following day.
No question about it. Jeff Tivoli with us, ABZ, the Financial Report. Stocks powered with their biggest gains in almost 9 months, Jeff, and big contributors are there. You have the drug makers, technology companies just surging ahead. The president taking a more positive tone as far as international trade. We'll get into that in a second. But certainly with a trip to Davos last week, the Economic Forum, as the president really stating that leaders should kind of prioritize their own countries and not stop to the international cooperation, continued growth for the U.S. economy, as we have all seen. But, you know, when your markets are the way they are and other world leaders see this, I mean, that's a pretty good chip to have in your possession as far as really touting business and everything else right here in the United States to other leaders.
Yeah, there was some interesting comments, as you said, out of Davos, Switzerland last year, and Secretary Mnuchin had some interesting comments regarding supporting a weaker dollar that sent the U.S. dollar index down. And President Trump has made similar comments about 6 months ago. I think it was April of last year, actually. And he ended up walking those comments back, Mnuchin did. But the dollar nonetheless weakened. And at the end of December 2016, the dollar index was about 103. It closed last Friday at 89. And the tax cut boost to the dollar, you know, takes a couple different forms. Repatriated funds, converted to dollars, used for CapEx. And, you know, this may have been a bit of a Freudian slip on Mnuchin's part that was calculated out of a sort of a subliminal message to foreign governments that we ain't going to play when it comes to trade. The Chinese has been, accused of manipulating the yuan you know, devaluing it to get a trade balance in their favor. And the Trump administration has made it clear that, you know, on his stump when he was on the campaign trail, that, you know, that he's not going to be in favor of that. And although Mnuchin walked those comments back, there may have been something, you know, subliminal in there to the foreign governments.
No question about it. No question. Jeff Tivoli with us, the ABZ Financial Report. Of course, you know, we're looking at NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Jeff, all eyes on that. And one will kind of see if there are any major changes to NAFTA, which kind of wraps up today. Do you foresee anything that could kind of alter the course here as far as where the president stands? He had kind of subtly made some references to possible changes. Anything that we could see in the forefront the next couple of days there?
Well, it's possible he's left the door open that, you know, he's willing to talk about it. He's gone back and forth on this a couple times, you know, but, you know, everybody does realize that there are a couple of real threats, you know, to our stock market. You know, the trade war is one of them. And when you start, you know, playing with the trade agreements and you isolate yourself from the rest of the world, that's not going to be a good thing. And I think he realized that, and he's going back and forth. And even though he'd really like to unilaterally back out of these agreements, I think he realizes that there's a real reason to negotiate bilateral trade agreements.
Very important stuff, no question about it. Jeff Tivoli with us, ABZ in the Financial Report. Of course, all eyes tomorrow night, Jeff, regarding the State of the Union address. You'll have some major topics, of course, immigration. You'll have some trade. You'll have national security, the economy, and the infrastructure will all be important topics and really could shed some light as far as going forward here, some very important categories indeed here.
Yeah, you know, people are going to be looking to the words behind the words on what he says. The infrastructure plan is in the offing. You know, high-ranking White House officials say that there's going to be something coming out on an infrastructure deal very, very soon. And it's going to be some horse trading with, you know, DACA and, you know, some of the things that the Democrats want to do versus some of the things the Republicans want to do. And again, just like the bilateral agreements that are going to be necessary for international trade, I think there's going to have to be some horse trading that that the Republicans and the Democrats are going to have to find some overlap on.
No question. Of course, horse trading, key words right there, because, you know, I look at two dates. Obviously, you mentioned DACA with a March 5th deadline there. How will it play out? One only knows. And, of course, the next threat of a government shutdown right around February the 7th, Jeff. So, in essence, you know, we're not out of the woods yet regarding these two.
No, not at all. But, you know, the first pass at the government spending, the government shutdown, kind of got shrugged off. It's not a debt ceiling issue, although debt ceiling is going to have to be dealt with sooner or later as well, especially with the new tax bill. But I think nobody wins when the government shuts down. And I think they both realize that, and I think that that's going to be part of the backroom deals that are going to have to be met.
No question about it. Nobody wins. What about this tax season officially getting underway today, Jeff Tivoli? And in essence, you know, W-2s and scammers out there and safeguards. And really, that's what it's all about as far as very protective right now, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of safeguards built in right now. I've had some clients that, you know, have had their information swiped and their, you know, filings have happened before their actual filing, which means that other people have, you know, gone in, put fictitious information in, and gotten refunds. You know, it's real important that you take that seriously. And the federal government and New York State, you know, have put in measures to prevent that, such as the license input in the New York State return to verify that you have a license in your hand. You know, that matches the New York State database before you're return hits the system to prevent somebody from, you know, stealing your data.
No question about it. Nobody immune here, so everybody needs to be on high alert. What about the new tax laws into play, Jeff? Are there tons of questions, I would imagine, corporations and whatnot? But certainly it is no easy task to try and decipher some of the new situations within this bill, correct?
Yeah, it's even though it doesn't affect the filing season for 17, the impacts on 18 are dramatic, especially as it relates to pass-through income from LLCs and S-corporations. And so we're in dual mode here. We're preparing returns for 17 and advising clients on structure and tax planning opportunities in 2018. And it's a balancing act between the two of them right now. That you know, everybody wants to know what happened in 17 on their taxes, but they want to know what's going to happen in 18 on their taxes at the same time. So we're trying to do as best we can to project out you know, the 2018 impact, because a lot of people are starting to see, you know, as they promised, increases in paychecks, which because of the change in the withholding rates. But unless your situation is dramatically different from the assumptions built into those tables, you could be, you know, writing a check at the next tax season, you know, April 2019.
No question about it. A couple of minutes left. Jeff Tivoli, the AVZ financial report. I mean, how vital right now, Jeff, is this property tax cap deduction at $10,000? I mean, how much concern is out there from some of the people you're dealing with? I mean, listen, I've said it before. It's not only the $10,000 cap there, but also I'm concerned about overall property values, how they might decline. In essence, is there a lot of concern from taxpayers out there regarding this?
There is. Everybody reads the headlines. A lot of people read the bylines, but I'm responsible for reading the details. So I would say that everybody is concerned about this limitation, and the governor is making overtures to convert to either a company charged payroll tax, or converting some of the relief on the property tax deduction to a charitable contribution. And whether that's going to hold up in court, IRS and otherwise court, you know, tribunals, we'll see. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know how you can get a charitable contribution for something that you get something else in return for. When that happens, you know, such as a golf outing or so forth, there's intrinsic value, and you're supposed to offset the two and only take a charitable contribution for the net cost to you that goes to the charity for charitable purposes. So I'm not sure that's going to really hold up.
No, it seems like it won't. Jeff, a couple of things before we let you go. As far as this upcoming week, we mentioned, and I think it's a big one, tax season in earnest. Today, everybody gets their W-2s this week. Obviously, you have the State of the Union address. We'll see how that plays out. NAFTA, you know, the North American Free Trade Agreement, all eyes on that. This is a very, very big week as far as, you know, seeing where everything falls. The markets, will they continue their rise? I look at this week as really being a tell-all, possibly for the next several.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. This week is a lot. There's a lot of technical economic data coming out. There's a lot of earnings reports coming out this week. You know, Boeing, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they're all coming out with earnings. And all the analysts are going to be looking for is, you know, what was the fourth quarter of 2017 like? But what they're going to look through is what is the projections for 2018 and how are they going to guide going forward? You know, these companies like Facebook and Amazon are they're behemoths, and they're growing. Facebook is growing revenue at a 43% rate, and Amazon at a 37% rate. This is these are tremendous sized companies, growing at just a parabolic revenue pace.
Yeah, no question about it. So all eyes there. And one note I wanted to throw at you, Jeff, before we let you go. You know, we're people in the past needed $1 million to kind of retire. Now they're raising the bar somewhat, $1.5 million or so, they're saying now. Why? People are living longer, and, you know, the Social Security is, you know, is just not there anymore as far as, you know, the numbers are concerned. And, you know, just savings in general are at a low point. So, in essence, people are spending more and living longer. Thus, you got to have a little bit more in that nest egg, I guess, huh?
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, when you think about mortality these days, a married couple reaching retirement age has about 30 years to go, according to the mortality tables. And if you think you're going to get to retirement and drop your investments to cash or bonds, you're losing pace on inflation. So while inflation is going to pick up at some point, not really sure if it's going to happen in 2018, but it's going to pick up at some point. And when it does, you better have assets that are managed correctly on the other side to offset those that spending that's going to come from those inflation rates.
No doubt about it. Really scary stuff as far as planning for the future. Jeff, great to have you in the rotation. We'll talk soon.
Great, Jay. Thanks. Have a great week.